In the headlines, a man has been injured in a knife attack at Britain's Hill. Another man shot at Bellevue, Waterford St. Michael, and a possible suspect is in police custody. A St. Michael man charged with gun and drug-related offences has been remanded. A behavioural scientist is again calling for conflict resolution strategies to address the growing crime problem in Barbados. And fisher folk are satisfied with the pace of cleanup after extensive damage at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. This is the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. A man's throat has been slashed in an altercation at Britain's Hill, St. Michael. The incident happened around 3:05 p.m. at a popular shop and bar on Tate's Road. The victim was taken to hospital by ambulance. The male assailant fled the scene. Police Inspector Wendley Carter briefed journalists at the scene.
There was a dispute between two elderly persons who were socializing at the said bar. The dispute became heated and one of these persons was seriously injured and was taken to the hospital by ambulance. He's presently undergoing treatment. He's in serious but stable condition and a male is presently in police custody assisting with these investigations. We at this time cannot give these names because it delicate situation of the investigations by requesting assistance from any person who was in the area and saw what occurred to contact the Hastings Worthing Police Station at 420-7608 or any other police station.
Police Inspector Wendley Carter. Another man was shot at Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael. Police say the incident occurred approximately 8:30 this morning. The victim was taken by ambulance for medical attention. Police say he has been listed as being in very serious condition. Investigations are ongoing. Meantime, a man who is considered to be a possible suspect in the Waterford shooting is in police custody. Starcom Network News understands the man who is suspected to have fled the scene of the shooting was captured by police in the vicinity of a petrol station at My Lord's Hill, St. Michael. A gun was reportedly recovered. Over in Bellevue, a resident expressed concern about the crime situation.
So I'm maybe out here, these gunshots beat in, this one of the them, and then like, when I return, it's a crowd of people in my yard, so I have to get shot. But anyway, too, but that life. It gets like pass, and just keep straight. I know the ups and downs between what going on and all that, right? But me, it's a good fellow, though. I know I just say a bit related to be drugs. I know I'd be like, person wants to buy money and want to pay, so I'm looking to start. Yeah. But I got family right around now, not my family, you know what I'm saying? So I come up, no violence, a big man who's drug and a problem in the body, keep my circle small, you know what I'm saying? So I guess what that everything's good and put through.
A resident of Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael. Meantime, a man charged for gun and drug-related offences has been remanded to Dodds. 34-year-old Livardo Hines of Glendary Road, Bridge Road, St. Michael, was charged with unlawful possession of a 9mm semi-automatic pistol, 26 rounds of ammunition, the unlawful possession of 2.5 pounds of cannabis with a street value of $10,000, trafficking of cannabis and possession with intent to supply. These offences were committed on Saturday, July 6th. At Glendary Road, Bridge Road, St. Michael. Hines is scheduled to reappear in the District A Magistrates Court on Thursday, August the 8th, 2024. The Barbados Police Service is seeking the public's assistance in locating Lee Medford, who is wanted for questioning in connection with serious criminal matters. His last known addresses are Ashbury, St. George, and Arthurland, Tweedside Road, St. Michael. He's approximately 5'6" tall, has a brown complexion, and is slimly built. Medford has a tattoo of the words Lee Dan on his left bicep and the words Rat Dan on his left outer arm, along with the words Billy the Kid written on his right outer arm. He also has a gold cap with the letter L on the left top incisor. Medford is advised that he can present himself to the Criminal Investigation Department of the Northern Division, District T Police Station, Major Walk, Spitestown, St. Peter, accompanied by an attorney at law of his choice. A behavioral scientist is repeating calls for conflict resolution interventions to address behaviors that resulted in the violent crimes which emerged in recent weeks. Professor Dwayne Devenish, who says he is not surprised by the rise in violent crimes, thinks the level of criminality will worsen and has repeated calls for a more aggressive approach by the police to tackle the problem.
I'm appalled, but not surprised that the crime situation is worsening. I can tell you that it's going to get worse before it can get better. I've already spoken at length on this subject. I've spoken about the need to be more aggressive from the police services side in certain communities where crime is picking up. Be much more aggressive on offenders. I've also spoken about conflict resolution program, communities and the schools.
Professor Devenish also supports the establishment of an organized crime unit within the Barbados Police Service and insists that the unit must get the significant resources needed to successfully carry out its duties.
Recently, the Prime Minister mentioned the possible establishment of a serious organized crime unit. I welcome the unit. I think a dedicated unit like that will bolster the limited resources that the existing police services currently have. But I'm cautioning that if there's going to be a dedicated crime unit or organized crime unit, I think a primary concern is that such a unit is going to be resource intensive. So there's a significant investment that will be required for training, equipment, and personnel. So there will be that financial burden. So as long as the government can shore up the resources needed for that organized crime unit, I think we can do a bit better on the tackling of crime.
Researcher and behavioral specialist Professor Dwayne Devenish. Meantime, the church is expressing grave concern over the spate of violence in the country. Chair of the Barbados Christian Council, Dr. Cicely Athill Horsford, tells Starcom Network News they are deeply troubled by the frequency of violent crimes and the fact that the country is losing too many productive citizens.
The Barbados Christian Council recognizes the slate of crime that's happening, and we are more concerned than ever because it is happening frequently and lives are being lost. And for me, most of those lives would be productive citizens of the nation. So the nation is at a loss, as well as the loss to family and community and loss of individuals. We are concerned, and whatever can be done, we will be supportive of getting it done.
Chair of the Barbados Christian Council, Dr. Cicely Athill Horsford, who also supports the call for conflict resolution strategies. Cleanup at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex is well underway following the devastation caused by Hurricane Beryl. Over 200 vessels were damaged or destroyed by the hurricane on July 1st. One boat owner, Everton Brathwaite, whose vessel was damaged by the hurricane, says the fisherfolk are satisfied with the work to clean up the boatyard.
We're getting the boats out of the water, and the efforts to clean up was going tremendously. We clean up in the complex. Give a cleanup on the inside of the basin of the complex. We do that over the last 2 days, 3 days. That went really well. Not all, but we did some. And the fellas is looking to get the boat back up and running. Who can fix the boat, get them surveyed, and look to get the fishing back on track as soon as possible.
Mr. Brathwaite appealed to those in the Barbadian public to be more supportive. Another boat owner whose vessel sank, Robert Gibson, says he's also pleased with the speed of the work at the complex.
The cleaners, you know, everyone put their hand to the plow and have cleaned up most of the debris in the complex. Most of all the stuff there have been put in bins and skips. I can really compliment everyone on all hands on deck, you know, that for those who have work to help clean up the complex. So that is one plus that I would see that we all come together and thankful for.
Mr. Gibson says those whose boats sank during the storm will be the last to restore their vessels.
My boat is submerged under the water. The boat that submerged me, I last to get attention because they were stolen from all the other boats that are buoyant but have damage. So they are stuck with all of those boats. So they will get down to the sunken boats now, maybe from Saturday, but they will work with me on Saturday.
Boat owner Robert Gibson. And in Trinidad and Tobago, police say they've seized cocaine worth an estimated 4.5 million Trinidadian dollars after uncovering the operations of a sophisticated drug trafficking network based in South Trinidad. In a statement, the police said the intelligence-led operation also led to the arrest of a key suspect. Finally, the Israeli military has expanded its evacuation order to the whole of Gaza City after sending tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing from several of the city's neighborhoods earlier this week. Recapping the top story, a man has been injured in a knife attack at Britain's Hill. Another man shot at Bellevue, Waterford, St. Michael, and a possible suspect is in police custody. That's the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, the evening edition on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.